This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back into the show. My name is Carrington Harrison. Coming up in just a bit, we are going to be joined by Justin Shackle. He covers the New York Yankees. We'll get his thoughts on the now road team's perspective on how the first two games of the series have gone. I want to play some audio for you guys. This audio is from Jazz Chisholm. Now, Jazz Chisholm he's a pretty good player. Can play in the outfield, can play on the infield. When the Royals were looking for a bat at the deadline, he was a player that I wanted the Royals to go out and acquire. Now, I feel good about that. He's been a good player for the Yankees. He's been a good player in this series for the most part. I don't know why he did this.
Still feels the same that we're going to win it, you know. I don't feel like anybody feels any different, you know. We're going to go out there and do our thing still. We still don't feel like any team is better than us. Like you said, we had a lot of missed opportunities tonight, so they just got lucky.
Here's the thing. I like when the players say interesting things. I like when they're funny. I like when they're a little controversial. I like when they stir things up. It's really good for people in my profession when they do this. I just don't know why you would go on the road and make yourself the target. No one was checking for Jazz Chisholm. Not when you got Aaron Judge on that team and Juan Soto on that team and Giancarlo Stanton, and you just got superstars up and down that lineup. You now want to be the most hated player on the field, and every time they announce you, you're going to get booed? It wasn't going to be any noise when you went up there. Now you turned yourself into public enemy number one. This is silly. This is dumb. There's no reason to do this. There's really no reason. And respectfully, Jazz Chisholm, I don't know if you're good enough to be doing this kind of talking. The Royals got lucky. They just beat you. They were up 4-1 after five innings, and they held on and won the game 4-2. How did the Royals get lucky yesterday? It wasn't like it was some controversial call. You know what possibly being lucky is, being called safe when you were out. That's lucky to me. Not having an obvious play overturned. That feels a little bit lucky to me. I don't even understand how the Royals could have been lucky yesterday. Rob, can you try to make some sense of these comments from Jazz Chisholm? Again, I like it. It's sports talk radio. I like when he gets you guys all fired up. I just don't know why you would put the heat on yourself if you're Jazz Chisholm for absolutely no reason. Can you even explain to me why, if you cover the New York Yankees, why you're even talking to Jazz Chisholm? We got maybe the biggest star in baseball on this side. Go figure out a question to ask Aaron Judge. Why are you even talking to Jazz Chisholm? That man could walk around Kansas City and be completely under the radar and go unnoticed. And now they're going to boo you? You know what I would do if I'm the Royals? I don't even know if this goes against Major League Baseball rules or not. You know what I would do? Instead of giving us random stats about how he hits with runners in scoring position and what his BAPIP is and all these other baseball terms that they come up with, I would just put his quote on the Jumbotron. That's it. I would just put his quote Listen to this. This is unbelievable to me.
Still feels the same that we're going to win it, you know. I don't feel like anybody feels any different, you know. We're going to go out there and do our thing still. We still don't feel like any team is better than us. Like you said, we had a lot of missed opportunities tonight, so they just got lucky.
Text line 913-586-7965. CDOT, did you expect him to say that the Royals are better and that they'll win? People are making this a bigger deal than it should be. It's good for radio, I guess. Okay, here's the thing. There is a big difference in saying that the Royals are better and that they'll win than calling the Royals lucky when they just beat you. And the people making it a big deal than it should be, the only people that matter in this are the fans. I don't care what Jazz Chisholm said. It don't matter to me. I don't care. You know who cares? 40,000 people tomorrow at the game. You just put this heat on yourself unnecessarily for no reason. That's why it matters. They were never going to boo Jazz Chisholm. Whenever you went up there, they were going to play your little walk-up song, and you were just going to go completely unnoticed in this scenario. Now, people are going to hold Jazz Chisholm signs up, who had no clue who he was yesterday. That's what makes this so stupid. That's what makes this so dumb. There's a way to say, hey, man, the Royals got us. We'll get them again in game three. Then call, it's dumb. It's there's no way to justify what Jazz Chisholm said. Absolutely no way to justify it. None.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.